Greetings and welcome to the NewsRamp Business and Corporate Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, delighted to have you with us as we explore today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we curate business news from the best newswires, bringing you the most relevant updates. Before we dive in, just a quick heads up. While AI assists in producing this podcast and generating the voices, the news stories are all real. You can read the full articles on NewsRamp.com. Today is Wednesday evening, October 22nd, 2025, and we have a great mix of business and corporate headlines lined up for you. So whether you're on the go, working out, or just relaxing, stay with us as we get started. Here's our first headline. The Hong Kong International Optical Fair opens in early November. The 33rd Hong Kong International Optical Fair will showcase over 660 exhibitors from 19 countries and regions, featuring the debut of the ASEAN Pavilion and Zhejiang Pavilion. Experts from Hong Kong, Australia, Singapore, and the United Kingdom will gather at the Hong Kong International Optometric Symposium to discuss senior vision care. The 25th Hong Kong Eyewear Design Competition will display winning entries under the theme Blending Tradition and Technology. Organized by the HKTDC, the fair aims to highlight innovative eyewear designs and products, reflecting global market trends and reinforcing Hong Kong's role as an international trading hub.
Exasol announces strategic partnership with MariaDB to expand market reach and accelerate international growth. Exasol AG announces a strategic partnership with MariaDB PLC to expand market reach and accelerate international growth. This collaboration provides Exasol with direct access to MariaDB's extensive open-source user base with over 1 billion downloads of the software. The partnership aims to increase visibility and commercial reach, especially in the U.S. market. Under this agreement, the Exasol analytics engine will be integrated into the MariaDB enterprise platform, offering a joint solution named MariaDB Exa, powered by Exasol. This integration enables high-performance analytics on operational data, combining MariaDB's transactional database platform with Exasol's analytics technology to deliver real-time insights from operational to petabyte-scale AI data.
Biomed News Breaks. Branded Legacy Inc., OTLA, advances FDA pathway for intranasal naloxone with pre-NDA briefing preparation. Branded Legacy Inc. is advancing the FDA pathway for its intranasal naloxone spray with pre-abbreviated new drug application briefing preparation. The company's subsidiary, BioLegacy Evaluative Group, is working on a cost-effective, scalable solution to the opioid overdose crisis. The submission includes specifications for 2 mg and 4 mg naloxone HCL nasal sprays, a bioequivalence study against NARC and R, and human factors testing for accessibility. Executive Chair Christian Thorlin stated that the intranasal platform aims to replicate Narcan performance while reducing cost and improving global accessibility. For more information, visit Branded Legacy's website, brandedlegacy.com.
Defense News Breaks. SafePro Group Inc., NASDAQ closes $14 million strategic investment led by Ondas Holdings and expands AI defense portfolio. SafePro Group Inc., a leader in AI-powered defense and security solutions, has closed a $14 million strategic investment led by Ondas Holdings Inc. This funding will accelerate the deployment of SafePro's SPOT-D systems across defense and humanitarian applications. The company recently launched its SPOT node technology, enabling high-resolution mapping without internet connectivity. SafePro also demonstrated its Spotlight AI on-site and node technologies to multiple U.S. military departments, marking key commercialization milestones. The company is advancing integration of its AI systems with suppliers in the U.S. Army's Short-Range Reconnaissance Program to enhance situational awareness for soldiers and allies worldwide.
Isotropic Corp., OTCQBZF, FSE 1R3. Highlights Breast Cancer Awareness Month by addressing gaps in screening and advancing the IsoView Breast CT solution. Isotropic Corp. highlights the need for high-resolution, true 3D imaging in breast cancer screening during Breast Cancer Awareness Month. The IsoView Breast CT scan technology offers compression-free imaging for women with dense breast tissue. Current imaging technologies face challenges like tissue overlap and false positives. Isotropic's innovative approach aims to improve diagnosis, detection, and care for breast cancer patients globally. The company's dedication to advancing breast CT solutions underscores the increasing demand for better screening methods. Learn more about Isotropic's efforts to address gaps in screening and advance breast cancer imaging solutions at ibn.fm/AML57. Investor news breaks. Masimo Group, NASDAQ MAMO, expands global production with Vietnam launch and new lithium-ion MVR models. Masimo Group, NASMAMO, has expanded its global production with the launch of its 2026 MVR golf cart and MVR Cargo Max electric utility cart in Vietnam. This new partnership enhances Masimo's supply chain, offering more flexibility and capacity for its electric vehicle lineup. The company also introduced upgraded 48-volt 105-watt-hour lithium-ion battery options across its MVR series, providing improved range, faster charging, and maintenance-free operation with over 5,000 charge cycles. This move solidifies Masimo as a competitive player in the future of electric mobility. Headquartered in Texas, Masimo Group is dedicated to providing high-performance, reliable, and affordable power sports products for consumers across the United States. Investor news breaks. Energy Fuels Inc., NYSE American UUU, EFR, to host Q3 2025 earnings call on November 4th. Energy Fuels Inc., a leading U.S. producer of uranium, rare earth elements, and other critical minerals, will host a conference call on Tuesday, November 4th, 2025 at 9 a.m. Mountain Time to discuss its Q3 2025 financial results. The call will include a management presentation and a Q&A session. Participants can register for an instant callback and join the conference directly. Energy Fuels owns and operates uranium projects in the western United States and is the leading U.S. producer of natural uranium concentrate. The company also produces rare earth element products, vanadium oxide, and is exploring the recovery of medical isotopes for cancer treatments. Energy Fuels is listed on the NYSE American as UUUU and the Toronto Stock Exchange as EFR.
AI, robotics power expansion, and uplisting momentum across emerging markets. The convergence of artificial intelligence and robotics is reshaping global industries, driving small-cap companies to accelerate growth through strategic acquisitions. Knight Food Holdings, Inc., operating as TechForce Robotics, is advancing towards exchange readiness with a portfolio merging revenue-generating assets and AI-driven robotic technology in the hospitality sector. With annualized revenue exceeding $10 million and an estimated acquisition value of around $100 million, Knight Food is positioning itself among leaders like Hilton Worldwide Holdings, Inc., Serve Robotics, Inc., and UiPath, Inc. Uplisting represents a pathway to scale AI and robotics solutions faster and more effectively, providing greater visibility and institutional access for emerging players in the market. Gold breaks $4,000 as capital shifts toward cash-generating producers. A significant market rotation is underway as investors shift capital toward tangible assets like precious metals producers. Gold and silver are climbing to record highs, even as broader equity markets remain strong. ES Gold Corp., fully financed and permitted, is advancing two projects for near-term cash flow. The Montauban Gold-Silver project in Quebec is under construction with production set for 2026, while the Planta Magdalena JV in Colombia shows large-scale upside potential. This unique combination of imminent production and exploration opportunity positions ES Gold as a compelling prospect in the mining space. Other strongholds in the industry include Newmont Corp., Rio Tinto PLC, and Freeport-McMoRan, Inc. Tech media breaks. SafePro Group, Inc. closes $14 million strategic investment led by Ondas Holdings and expands AI defense portfolio. SafePro Group, Inc., a leader in AI-powered defense and security solutions, has closed a $14 million strategic investment led by Ondas Holdings, Inc. The funding will accelerate deployment of its SPOT-D systems across defense and humanitarian applications, following successful field evaluations in Ukraine. SafePro also launched its Spot Node technology for high-resolution mapping without internet connectivity. The company recently demonstrated its Spotlight AI on-site and node technologies to multiple U.S. military departments, marking key commercialization milestones. SafePro is working on integrating its AI systems with suppliers in the U.S. Army's short-range reconnaissance program to enhance situational awareness for soldiers and allies worldwide.
Future copper demand to be driven by the U.S. and India. The demand for copper in the U.S. and India is projected to increase, nearing the levels seen in China over the next decade as China's copper usage slows down. Entities like Tor Metals Inc., TSX.Valk, involved in copper exploration, will need to monitor these market shifts closely. For more information on Tor Metals Inc., visit the company's newsroom. Rocks and Stocks is a specialized platform offering insights into the mining industry, part of the dynamic brand portfolio at IBN. With a wide reach and experienced team, Rocks and Stocks provides companies with extensive visibility and brand recognition. To stay updated, text ROCKS to 888-92-4192 for SMS alerts or visit rocksandstocks.news for more information. Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Business and Corporate Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like newsworthy.ai, 24-7pressrelease.com, newsdirect.com, and blockchainwire.io. We encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news.